Amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live. Call a neighbor and call a friend and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. I pray that everybody had a great day today in the name of the Lord. We're so glad that you tuned in today. Amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophet Yvonne Ryle, the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come today to worship you and honor you and praise the holy name of God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for life. Oh, Father God, we thank you for everything that you have allowed us to have in this life, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray for the sick and the shut-ins and the bereaved families all over this world, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray that you will touch somebody's heart today, oh God. We pray that you will heal somebody today, oh God. We pray that you will deliver somebody today in the name of Jesus, oh Father. For we know that you are a healer. We know that you are a deliverer, oh God. We thank you for it right now, Father. We thank you in advance for what you're about to do, oh Father. I thank you to go forth through the airways today, Father, with power and authority, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for sending, oh God. We thank you, oh Father. We thank you for Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for him, oh God. We thank you for the love that you have shown to us by sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh God, we worship, we praise you, for you are worthy to be praised. There's no other. There's nobody like Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. Oh God, we thank you. We praise you. We worship your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. The scripture reading will be coming from Luke, the 23rd chapter. And I will begin reading at verse 32, and the word of God reads, "And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be placed to death. And when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the male, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots." Amen. Glory to God. The title of the message is Forgive Them. And the scripture reads, "Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Amen. Glory to God. Luke is telling us in this set of scriptures about Jesus being crucified on Calvary Hill. He was between two thieves, one on the left and one on the right. But when you look at the picture, Jesus Christ was a righteous man, yet he was hung among two criminals. Jesus had done no wrong, but yet he was crucified. Here was a man who knew no sin, a man who was righteous, a man that went around doing good, but yet he was crucified. Oftentimes in our lives, just like Jesus, those who are followed, those who are chosen, because see, the Bible says that, you know, we know that Jesus was chosen. We know that he was sent by God for a divine purpose. Amen. Glory to God. And he had to go to the cross. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. When we look at what Jesus had to go through to get to the cross, that we might be saved. See, Jesus was mocked. He was Savior, to Jesus. And many times when we are on this journey in our lives, and we're trying to live for Jesus, and we're trying to do what God has called us to do, we too will be crucified. Hallelujah to Jesus. Many may say harsh things or cruel things against us, just as they did Jesus. Jesus was a righteous man. He didn't bother nobody. But yet he was crucified, and his life was taken. Glory, hallelujah. Because, see, people who don't understand who you are and where God is about to take you, they will do whatever they can to stop your destiny. See, they did everything that they could to stop Jesus. But if they had known, the devil would have left Jesus alone. Because when they crucified Jesus, healing came, deliverance came, life came, death was defeated because he was crucified. But see, when Jesus was on the cross, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, and we have to learn how to do what Jesus did as his followers, as his men and women of God, as his preachers, as his evangelists, as his prophet and prophetess, as his teacher. We have to learn to be like Jesus when people crucify us with their mouth. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. We have to learn to say, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And see, the Bible says that Jesus said, forgive them. And so all that he had to go through, all of the pain and suffering, he went through so much suffering, so much pain. They whipped him. They placed the thorns down in his flesh. Glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. He didn't deserve it. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we thank you for your word. There was the living word upon the cross. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, upon the cross. There was Jesus. But I'm so glad that Jesus went to the cross. And that his blood washed away my sins, oh God. I thank you. The blood of Jesus washes away the sin. But if they knew what they were doing, they would have left Jesus alone. But because they did not know, oh glory, hallelujah, they didn't know that when the Son of Man, glory, hallelujah, to Jesus, oh, glory, hallelujah. But he said forgiveness. See, that's why we got to forgive. We got to learn how to forgive. It's not a nice thing when people mock you. It's not a nice thing when people talk about you, stab you in your back. It's not a nice thing. It don't feel really good. But we have to realize that when we are doing what God has called us to do, we have to get ready for that. Because the journey of going and doing the work of God is not easy. It wasn't easy for Jesus. Look what he had to go through. He had to go through the death of the cross. He had to be crucified. He said, they crucified him. They crucified him. That's what it says. They crucified him. They didn't know. That's why we have to learn how to forgive. And as the prophet was saying, keep it moving. Even though it hurts, even though you may not be trying to prove anything to anybody, you're just trying to do the work of God because that's what he called you to do. See, that's what Jesus was doing. He was doing what God had called him to do and what he sent him here to do. He was going about doing his Father's business. He was preaching the gospel. He was healing. He was setting free people free. He was doing the work. He wouldn't bother nobody. He was just doing the work. Here, an innocent man. That's why Pilate said, I can't touch him. I don't find no fault in him. I don't see no fault in him that he has to be put to death. I mean, what is the fault? Oh, glory, hallelujah. Don't sometimes you just wonder why you're being attacked? What have you done? You don't have to. to do anything wrong. They just hate the Jesus in you. Glory, hallelujah, to Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. But because our Savior, because he got up, because he rose again, we can have life. Because he rose again, our sins could be washed away. Because he rose, we can be delivered and healed and set free. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. That he loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus, oh, glory, hallelujah. The Lord came in the flesh. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is the key. Because, see, forgiveness is for us. Even though the enemy may have meant it for bad, and they may have meant it for it to harm you or to destroy you, to hurt your feelings. But we have to count it all joy. Because we were doing the work of Jesus. If we ain't being attacked, something is wrong. But when you're walking on that narrow road with the Lord, glory, hallelujah, see, Jesus carried the cross to Calvary. Oh, yes, he did. He carried it for the world, for the sins of the world. He came for the lost, that we might be saved. Come out of the world of sin and come to Jesus. Know that forgiveness, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, if they knew what they were doing to Jesus, they would never done it. Learn to forgive. And sometimes it's very hard. But you ask the Lord, say, Lord, help me to forgive the one who worked all manners of evilness against me and they tried to destroy me. But if you just ask God to help you, he will. Because we must be forgive in order for him to forgive us. Hey, amen. I am running out of time. We don't want to close the show out without doing the invitation. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Say this prayer with me. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sins, be saved and change your life today. Find you a Bible-believing church. Get you a Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Blog Talk Radio or Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Know that forgiveness is for you. If Jesus had to do it, we have to do it too. As the body of Christ, we must learn how to forgive. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Have a blessed week this week.